Very nearly 10:05, and we're opening the PC workshop now, and it's a very good morning to Martin Howe from IT Know How. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you. Now, we're talking about broadband, and things have been happening in the broadband world, haven't they, of late? Expansion, changes?
Yeah, there's lots of changes. Fibre optic broadband has now come out, and what I thought I'd do, because I often talk about sort of like, you know, things you can do on your computer, and sometimes we forget the basics, the obvious things that people, you know, you'll talk to people about broadband, and they'll go like, Yeah. What is Wi-Fi? What does it mean? So what I thought I'd do, I thought I'd just go through a little bit about broadband so that everyone has an idea. Because there is all this talk of fibre optic and everyone's going like, oh, should I have it? Is it something I need? So if we just start from the very basics as far as it goes, here in Taunton, broadband is delivered by the phone line. If you are in Bristol or Exeter, you can get broadband via cable. Okay, so we can differentiate that way straight away. We only can get it via the phone line here in Taunton. So in order to get broadband, you need a working phone line. You'd be surprised how many people sort of like say to us about going on the internet and you say, right, you'll need to get broadband. And they go, how do I get that? Will you phone your phone supplier? And they go, I don't have a phone. I only use a mobile because I don't need a phone. So you need a working phone line. You then need to set up an account with a broadband supplier. Now, that doesn't have to be your phone company. So if you're with BT for your phones, you don't have to go with BT for your broadband. Mm. You can pick another supplier. Some are very specific and some will try and tie you in. But you will always get a better deal if your phone line supply and your broadband is with the same person.
Sure.
It might not be huge, but you just need to bear that in mind as far as it goes.
Mm.
And then you will need, so having now got broadband ordered, you'll then need a router on your broadband service in order to convert the signal. So basically you have something that comes to the house that you plug into a power socket to give it power, you plug it into the phone socket, and that converts then the broadband into something that your computer can use. Okay, routers. So, yeah, okay, we can phone a broadband supplier and order broadband, but what about the router? The router is supplied by the supplier of the broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that isn't always the case. You can walk into PC World and there are shelves and shelves of routers.
Mm.
Do you need to buy one of those? No, we'd always recommend get it from the supplier, because in the event of a problem with your broadband and you cannot... Broadband is one of these things where almost guaranteed, whatever service you might have, whatever appliance you might buy, broadband is one of those things you will inevitably ring up and speak to them because something isn't right. If you're using their router, it makes the conversation a lot easier because they will wash their hands of you if you've bought one yourself and set it up yourself. Okay, so bear that in mind. So there are two ways you can use your router then. If you have a computer, a PC, box on the floor, you can actually just take a cable out the back of the router and plug it straight into the computer. That'll give you broadband. If you have a laptop, you can do it without a wire. Hence, you get wireless. Let's not get silly about this. This is all it's saying. It's less a wire. So rather than using... there are facilities built into the laptop which allow it to communicate with the router, which is broadcasting a signal that it can communicate over. So it's just simply broadband without the wire, so it's wireless. If you hear people talking about Wi-Fi, I just said that, it's the same thing. Wi-Fi, wireless, exactly the same thing. So where if you see free Wi-Fi somewhere and you think like, oh, I wish I could use that, but I can only use wireless. No, it's the same thing. All right, so there is no difference. It's just a different term for the same service. Broadband by Wi-Fi, broadband by wireless, exactly the same thing.
And you need to have a security key to get into it.
Yeah, yes. When you get, as far as that goes, without getting into the specifics during this little chat or whatever, yes, your broadband, a wireless broadband that your supplier has given you will be secure. You will get a pass key to put into a security key. You will have to log that into your laptop. But once again, these things are fairly sort of like, you know, follow your nose. You see a button that says, ooh, wireless signal available. Click on that. Ooh, that's the name of the thing I just had out of the box.
Yeah.
And it'll lead you through. But there will be a security key. And invariably, for those that get into a panic about where is it, it's written on the router.
Mm.
Pick your box up and have a read of your router.
And I think you gave me some good advice, actually, a few weeks back. You've probably forgotten now. But where you position the router, don't position it by a window so that key is visible to all.
Yeah, we had one instance, as I said, where there was a gentleman who kept complaining about the kids running down the drive and staring through his window and everything else, and it was only that I realised that they were actually staring at the back of his router, which clearly displayed his wireless key. So yeah, I mean, if you're on the first floor, fine, it's in the window, nobody's going to see that. But as I said, do bear in mind that it is written on the back, and if it is in the window, then your neighbours might just sort of try and save themselves some money by not having broadband themselves.
Yeah.
There are three types of broadband. There's a standard broadband, there's high speed broadband, and there's fibre optic broadband. Standard broadband is the cheaper. And you will often see it quoted at up to 17 megabyte download speeds. Yeehaw, so what? What does that mean? Well, in real terms, if I give you some examples, you'll only get 17 megabyte download speeds if your house is next to the exchange.
Right.
It's the shortest distance to the exchange. That's how it's all measured. So the further you get away from the exchange, the slower you get. And I'll quote a couple of examples. If you are in Richmond Road, off Staple Grove Road, and you get your broadband at a standard rate there, you get it at 6.5 megabyte download speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, the same service in Dowson Way on the way out to Stoke St Mary is 2.5 megabytes. So quite a difference. And the truth of the matter is, if you are a regular standard broadband user who just does email, just does searches on the internet and does a little bit of buying and possibly some banking, that 2.5 megabytes is fine. And at 2.5 megabytes, you'd even be able to do a little bit of, you know, you'd be able to do things like watch BBC iPlayer and catch up. Now, so as I say, that is fine. You don't therefore need to go for these more expensive services just because they're advertised as such. However, when you get into a situation where you've got mum, dad, daughter, son, all got a device, all logged in, that 2.5 megabyte download speed will be on its knees. They're all sharing it and it'll absolutely go really drop down. So what do you do then? You then look at your high speed broadband. Okay, again, high speed broadband. So what's the difference? Well, firstly, it's a bit more money. In terms of performance, coming back to my examples, Richmond Road, your 6.5 now becomes 12 if you're on the high speed broadband. But if you're in Dowslam Way, your 2.5 now only becomes 3.5.
Oh.
So as I say, you start looking at these bits and pieces. It is worth paying more to get that broadband service. We at IT Know How use a high-speed broadband service. We don't bother with the fibre optic because where we are in town, we're actually getting 15.
Okay.
So, of course, we're getting a good speed, and therefore, you know, you don't need the fibre optic. Why would you need fibre optic? It's going to cost you another £15 a month over and above what you've been paying for high-speed broadband. But it's actually ideal if you've got a lot of users who are doing lots of things. So you might have three people in the house who all want to watch BBC iPlayer on one. They want to watch 4OD on the other, they want to watch something else. And if you're watching video, you're only going to be able to do it with the fiber optic service. You're also going to need the fiber optic service if you want to use one of the new TV services. So BT Vision, Virgin TiVo and Sky On Demand being examples, they all require fiber optic. Now, that's not actually true. They don't require it. They just require high-speed broadband. But the truth of the matter is you'll only get the best out of them if you've got the fiber optic. So don't try and shortchange yourself by trying to cut corners. You know, get what they recommend and don't try and do it in another way. And again, coming back to this fibre optic thing, so does fibre optic make that kind of difference? I happen to know in Dowslam Way that the 3.5 megabyte sort of, like, you know, the high speed broadband actually turns into 37
really
when you get onto the fibre optic.
Wow.
So it really can make a significant difference. So as I say, just bear that in mind. So in summary, if you're just using basic email, basic internet, then the cheapest service that you can pay for is all that you need. You don't need an expensive one. If you've got multiple users in the house, families and friends and this and the other that are all using it, then you do need to spend that little bit more. You do need to at least look at considering the high-speed broadband. And certainly, if you're going to look at doing TV and watching TV and so on and so forth, then again, you need to consider that, as I say, spending more money, sorry guys, but you need to get that fibre optic service. But believe me, once you've got it, I would only, again, please don't think fibre optic, oh, that's so expensive, it must be so good, it never goes wrong. They're still ironing out the problems. We have it at home, and I'm afraid from time to time I'm left sort of like, you know, Dad, the broadband's going off again. Is it? Oh yeah, yeah, it's blast. Right, restart everything. And even restarting stuff and this and the other. And in fact, Mel's on the same connection for the broadband, the fibre optic. And we both experienced back along. It went off for 5 days.
Did it?
And in the end, fibre optic, incidentally, the speed of your broadband is by the distance you are to the little green box.
I know, yes.
And the little green box, if you can see the little green box at the end of your road, your broadband, your fibre optic broadband will be really, really fast. So you can bear that in mind. But as I said, the incident that that Mel and I suffered from was simply the little green box at the end of the road. It was actually the cable going to that box that was the problem. So as there was no bigger problem in Taunton, they just thought we were all making a fuss. But eventually somebody came and looked and did sort it out.
We had a similar problem because we're now on the fibre optic.
Yeah.
And the phone, we got the broadband,
yeah,
but no phone. So I contacted them, and I had to do it through the mobile and all the rest of it. And they keep telling you, if it's your equipment, we'll charge you. Yes. I know all about that, but don't keep telling me that, you know. Yeah. And eventually, to cut a long story short, a phone call from the exchange. Yeah, we found the problem. It's all fixed now. No apology. No, sorry.
No, I know.
Because it was just plug. Yeah, I think a plug had come out.
It is some. Yes, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it is a little bit, and as it can be as simple as that, as far as it goes. So you as I say, please don't assume. And this is, as I say, broadband. As I said at the start. If you're picking a supplier, people do ask us sort of like, which is the best broadband supplier? Mm. Quite frankly, they're all much of a muchness. Mm. They're all using exactly the same copper wires and are therefore governed by that. Therefore, you get back to, some people have been saying to us really, what about this PlusNet thing? I can't promote PlusNet. I can't say they're any better. The only thing I can say is it is people that are based in the UK that are on the end of the phone when you pick the phone up. And this seems to make a lot of difference to a lot of people. However, again, you've got to actually bolt PlusNet onto your service or your telephone service. It's not one where they're necessarily promoting to take on your phone line. So if you aggregate it out, it does work out slightly more expensive. But if the peace of mind you get that when you pick up the phone, there's an English person on the end of the phone, then, as I say, but as I'm not advocating that you go for PlusNet. I'm not advocating that you pick any particular supplier, but that's just an observation that's come up.
Through customers. Okay, yeah. So really it all boils down to what you want out of your service and what you're prepared to pay.
Yeah.
Martin, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
All being well, see you next week.
Oh, I should be back.
Okay, that's Martin Howe, PC Workshop here on Tone FM.